The author of the first reading from Ecclesiastes, which begins, "There is an appointed time for everything," affirms that God has determined the appropriate time for everything under the heavens, including a time to give birth and a time to die. However, human beings cannot know that moment. Furthermore, the wider course of events and purposes fixed by God are beyond our grasp. In spite of the human desire to know and understand, even control everything in the world, this reading acknowledges what we find hard to admit. We don't know everything. Sam's life confirms this, since human knowledge, as conveyed by medical professionals, told Sam 10 years ago that he only had 18 months to live. However, here we are, 10 years later, celebrating the life of Sam. A good son, a loving husband and father, a doting grandfather, and a proud graduate of St. Pius X High School, who practiced what he preached with forgiveness and patience. Mary and I were privileged to bring communion to Sam and his family at their home during the last year. During these visits, Sam shared with me his faith, recognizing that just like St. Paul in today's second reading, the time of his departure was at hand. Sam, also like St. Paul, believed that he had competed well, he had finished the race, he had kept the faith. While he recognized that he would miss his family and friends in this world, as evidenced by the tear that he had in each eye before taking his last breath, he confided that he was looking forward to meeting the Lord, the just judge. He was also looking forward to being reunited with all of his family and friends who preceded him to eternal life, particularly his beloved granddaughter, Fiona. Family and friends will miss Sam's presence, his wisdom, wit, compassion, and his big laugh. And that's why today's reading from the Gospel of John has so much to say to us about death and the separation from Sam that we experience today. Death evokes different responses in us. In general, our human response to death is one of denial. Most men and women live a life of denial of death. If we see someone dying or dead, we think that it is his fate, not ours. We try to forget it as soon as possible and get on with our life. After all, we believe that it has not affected me. I'm not going to die, not so soon anyway. This is a most common reaction to death. But when someone close to us, someone who we love so much, someone who meant so much to us dies, we're deeply hurt and our heart is troubled and we begin to question everything. What is life? Why is death? Where is God? All these questions arise out of our human frailty, our inability to cope with death. It's in this context that the gospel today comes alive and gives meaning to Sam's death and the separation that we feel. The gospel reading is from Jesus' farewell discourse just before the Last Supper. After this talk and meal, Jesus is headed to the Garden of Gethsemane, and you know what happened from there. The disciples also knew what was going to happen. This had filled them with great sadness, just as we experience today at the death of Sam. There was a great doom and gloom in the atmosphere in the room. However, Jesus wanted to change that atmosphere. So he says, "Come on, cheer up. Death is not annihilation. Don't think like that. I'm only going away to a better place. I'm going to our true home in heaven. You may live here for 50, 60, 70, or even 80 years, but then you have to go to your true home. If I'm going there before you, it's only to prepare a place for you. You are eventually going to go there to be with me where I am. These are the same truths that are revealed to us today as we're gathered here to bid farewell to Sam, to Sam's wife, Linda, Sam's children, Eric, Sal, and Josephine, and all of Sam's family and friends. Don't let your hearts be troubled with doubt and fear. Trust in God, have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Sam's going away is not an end of him. It's the beginning of his new life. He's gone to his true home. I've heard it said that there are no hospitals in heaven, there are no doctors in heaven, there are no nurses in heaven, and there are no ambulances in heaven. What this means is that there is no more suffering and there's no more pain. And it is to this place of rest and happiness that Sam has gone, to be with Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us now assist Sam with our prayers.